Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. Welcome, friends. Let's talk about community. Community. When you think about that, you think about your schools, your jobs, your neighborhoods, your places of worship, your family, your friends, your colleagues. When I think about community, I think about those people that nurture me, those people that put up with my nonsense day in and day out, those people that go ahead and give me grace and empathy and love and kindness and support, that put a smile on my face when I got a frown, the ones that try to cheer me up, and even from far away or up close, they will find a way to be supportive. When I think about community, I think about the family I've been provided, both biologically as well as those that have been put in my path to love, to cherish, to be friends with, to uplift. And when I think about community, I think about how I moved away a year ago and I left my community and I started a new life in a whole new community. Both my family and my friends supported me along this journey in the past year. They called me, they texted me. They showed me that my community has my back and that they will support and embrace my decisions to go ahead and spread my wings and fly away. Doesn't mean I won't come back, because Miami will always be home sweet home. It means go ahead and be someone in the world, discover, learn, educate yourself, discover new talents, new skill sets, spread your wings, enjoy the talents and the days given to you. Get to know new people. Get to discover a whole new community. Uncharted territory, and you don't even know if you're going to make it. Some of us are scared when we move. I know I was. 1 year ago, I packed up and I moved. And I've experienced so much in this new community. This community that embraces me here in Tennessee. That community that I left behind. But I really didn't leave behind. I said I'll be back. And I'll see you shortly, family and friends. The support that I have received in the last year showed me that community is very important. I lost my grandmother. I've lost friends. I've had to adapt to different seasons in my life, where I couldn't just hop in the car and drive up to see a friend in their house. I couldn't go outside and just walk to a familiar part of my neighborhood and community to catch a breath of fresh air in the comfort of my city. I did have the ability to go outside, but it was unknown and uncharted territory. But in that uncharted territory, I have met people that embraced me and have uplifted me and have welcomed me and have given me opportunities and have shown me the warmth and the love and the community and the unity. I was afraid that I might not be liked. I was afraid that I might not fit in. Fear is normal to be timid when you gotta start fresh and gotta get to know the unknown. In a community that you don't even know a single soul. But God will put people in your path that will love you and embrace you and say, come on home to your new home, sweet home. And I am no longer afraid. Maybe, just maybe, I was never afraid. Just timid of what might come. And I didn't know what was to come. In life, You gotta go through doors and not know what's on the other side sometimes, because that's when you know that you walk by faith and not by sight, because God has something for you on the other side. Great people of support, of goodwill, of love, of kindness. Abundance awaits for you. New path with career choices. New skill sets that await for you to learn. New opportunity with employers, jobs, careers. Go out into the world and don't be afraid, because the community of the world is here to embrace you. Not everybody will. And not everything is sunshine and rainbows, and it ain't sprinkling glitter. But guess what? God's protection is with you. His love and His mercy, His grace is with you. And He will put people in your path that will bless you. People that will love you and will want to learn from you, as well as they want to go ahead and say, hey, let's grab a bite to eat. Let's be friends. You're having a bad day? No worries, I got you. Community opens its doors. Community invites in. Community embraces and shows sympathy and empathy, kindness and love, and overall, community will always open its doors to all that need a welcoming support system, friends, opportunity. Walk through the door if you're one of those people that are considering moving and starting fresh. Don't be afraid, because a new community awaits you. Opportunity awaits you, and guess what? New challenges might be there. And the fear of making new friends as we grow older sometimes gives us a little anxiety. But when you allow yourself the opportunity to meet new people, along the way you will see that there's wonderful, marvelous people that God puts in your path and allows for you to meet. Whether it's for them to bless you or for you to bless them, whether it's for you to work with them in a job or for you to study with them in your school as classmates, whether it be your new friend or a new brother or sister that you meet in your place of worship. All I tell you is, embrace a new community and embrace new starts. I did it in the past year. I found that community is those that you build with, that you embrace, and that you collectively allow in and be part of your life. Be part of a community. Embrace the greatness of being part of those that surround you, those that support you, those that want to be around the greatness that you offer, the spark that you bring into the room. When you walk in, you brighten it up, and they see that, and they want a part of you to shine in their day-to-day, because that is part of being in the community. Don't forget, we all make part of the community, and we're all special. To be part of a community is something special, because you're part of a unified group of people that want to be around each other. They were put in your path and you were put in their path. Bless each other, love each other. Be excited to be around each other. I embrace all that want to be part of a community. Now I leave you with this, the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. This is Daily Bread Today. I'm Javier Dubon. Thank you for listening.